This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison. Most salads start with this, slicing and dicing. But if you're not proficient with your knife skills, you might not realize that how you cut your ingredients makes a big difference.
There's a reason why we dice or julienne or cut vegetables or foods a certain way, and that is it makes sense on your palate.
That's Matt Chatfield, a local chef and instructor. He says the thing about salads is they don't have to be diet food or boring. I'm Brian Ellison. Today, a food show on KCUR Central Standard, and we're digging into some of the most exciting salads around our metro. To start, Matt Chatfield welcomed us at his in-laws' house in Raymore for a demonstration of a salad that's one of his family's favorites.
Gado gado is it's G-A-D-O, G-A-D-O, and it's a staple, if you will, or kind of the quintessential Indonesian salad. And we have it at our family get-togethers. My wife is of Chinese descent from Indonesia, Solo Indonesia, and we're part of a network of families here in the Kansas City area of Indonesian and Indonesian American. And we get together a couple of times a year for picnics, anniversaries, the Indonesian celebration of independence. And we eat so good at these because everyone brings a home style dish. Well, gado gado is one of those dishes. And it's a salad that's composed of some crisp cabbage with eggs and potatoes. It's got a peanut dressing, which we wouldn't normally think, oh, I'm going to have a salad tonight, and I'm going to have a peanut dressing. So they've got some really cool elements in it, and they all add up to this very nice, fresh, vibrant salad. So we've got some carrots that we've peeled, and we're going to cut them in half, and then we're just going to chop them on a bias or at an angle, about 1/16 of an inch. We've blanched off some petite green beans, and those are closer to 1.5 inches, 2 inches, but they're bite size. And we're doing a mixture of some green cabbage, and I have also got some red cabbage, so that we've got some really vibrant colors to go in the salad. You can also incorporate, we've got at the table, some chopped romaine if someone didn't want just straight cabbage. You know, if you had some spring greens out of the garden, or if you're a big kale lover, the baby kale, no one's going to tell you can't have that in the salad. We've got some little baby red potatoes that we cooked off in a little bit of salt water just to season them a little bit. And we're just going to slice those up. You can serve this for dinner already composed. At our house, we have everything in bowls and we pass it around and people put on the amounts and the ingredients that they like. Over on the table that we're setting, we've got some fresh fried shallots. Now you could also get the fried shallots in a jar at the Asian market. Or you know what, if you had French's fried onions in the can in your cabinet, you know, no, who's gonna tell you you're wrong? Some fresh bean sprouts. We've got some hard-boiled eggs that we've sliced and a little bit of the romaine salad. Now we're gonna make the salad dressing. So we've got our vinegar and our mirin or our rice wine and a garlic clove, and the blender will chop it up for us. And then just a little drizzle of some honey for sweetness. This is cooking, we don't have to use exact measures. We're just having some fun. And then we're going to put a little bit of peanut butter in there. It's a little bit of a peasant salad. It doesn't have any, quote, fancy ingredients in it. As I talked to my wife and said, you know, I've looked on the internet and I've done a little bit of research on this, and I see it at all the family gatherings, you know, what's kind of the history? And she said, that's our salad.
That was local chef Matt Chatfield. His recipe for Indonesian gado gado is on our website, kcur.org/centralstandard.